but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make a meat quite cook inside. Satay kotab is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the satay kotab only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay kotab contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the satay. For one serving of satay kotab complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right? Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto received Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta today, Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Albanese's visit marks his first official visit abroad after winning the general election. Albanese's convoy arrived at the Merdeka Palace around 10 a.m. local time. Before reaching the palace gate, the convoy passed by the national monument, accompanied by cavalry. Meanwhile, elementary and middle school students waved Indonesian and Australian flags along the roadside as the convoy entered the palace front yard. Google Cloud has announced an expansion of the computing capacity of its Jakarta Cloud region. This large capacity data center houses servers, silicon chips, storage devices, and networking equipment. Google Cloud Indonesia Country Director Fanny Panto said the Jakarta Cloud region supports various essential services, ranging from vaccine research and development at PT Bio Farma, to learning and teaching needs at the Ministry of Education and Culture. The data center also supports digital bank systems, e-commerce, food delivery services, and more. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kabuku
clubs. Traders who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the traders who visit it. Phuket Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the center of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Phuket Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. The van on the Phuket beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phuket Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phuket Island vary depending on what tourist attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Phuket Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Phuket Island, you have to cross by boat known as ro-ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. With regard to attract tourists, the Phuket Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more. Muhammad Nasir. Muhammad Nasir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was a prime minister in the era of 1915 to 1951, a missionary organization figure and freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, honesty, care, and persistence. Congratulate Robert Francis Prevost on his election as Pope Leo, the 267th leader of the Catholic Church, and express hope for a global peace during his papacy. Prevost conveyed his best wishes in a post uploaded on his official Instagram handled at President Republic Indonesia, which was cited in Jakarta on Wednesday. Prevost said that on behalf of the government and the people of Indonesia, I offer my sincere congratulations to His Holiness Pope Leo on his election as the Bishop of Rome and Supreme Pontiff of the Catholic Church. The president emphasized that the Catholic community in Indonesia and worldwide welcome Prevost's accession to the papacy as a moment of great significance. Yes, of course, we are truly happy to know the news about the new Pope, and we are truly happy for our Catholic friends in Indonesia and, of course, around the world who just got their new Pope. So wishing you guys, Catholic people, the best hope and also the new Pope the best health and success. And we are going to be back with you with more good news from Indonesia and across the world.
Facebook, BOI_official, and our email, BOI_listeners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62
62821231320 + 62821231320. Now I'll be playing you a filler titled Grojokan Wakukubo Waterfall. What is that waterfall? Check it out. Jokjokan Falls City is an interesting visual attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojokan Wakukubo. Grojokan Wakukubo, located in Dukur Bangdejo, Kandi Korecho Village, Kampal District, Slamdejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojokan Wakukubo Bangdejo because it is located in Dukur Bangdejo. Grojokan Wakukubo is an unusual Grojokan or waterfall, such as a six-level parachute and float by a series of small waterfalls. Waterfalls from the Krasa River. Grojokan Wakukubo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Marapi Project, which built a dam to help that lava flow, but an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a Grojokan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojokan Wakukubo, which means Ancient Rock Waterfall. Grojokan Wakukubo is famous for its very beautiful scenery, with six levels of towering waterfalls. The next view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with a cheery voice greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stopping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojokan Wakukubo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojokan. You can also swim here and of course the mistaking surface. The best time to visit Grojokan Wakukubo is the rainy season, but you should avoid when the rainfall is too heavy.
Thank you.
that is Pilumun Birun by Kunto Aji. Personally, this is one of my favorite songs from his album, Manga Manga, which is his second studio album by Kunto Aji. This album was released on September 14th, 2018. Treasury Records. It features one of the songs that I just played you, Pilumun Birun, but you must be familiar with other songs called Konan Katanya or Topic Salam. And this album is indeed great because it was awarded as one of the best albums at 2019 Anugerah Musik Indonesia. If you want to know what is this album about, this is one of my favorite albums from Indonesian artists. It is an album that explores personal exploration of one about mental health, particularly focusing on experience of handling and overthinking. It also captures heartbreak and letting go. And one of the song of his album, one of the song from this album is called Sulung. It's one of my favorite, personally my most favorite actually. It is about how you have to let go of someone who no longer serves you. And that is a reminder for you guys that, yeah, sometimes you can really love someone, but if they no longer serve you or no longer have a good influence on you, maybe it's time to let go. And one fun fact about this album is actually produced or released when the suicide hotline was unavailable. So Kunto Aji, the artist, was trying to convey a message and help those who are currently struggling with mental health by releasing this album. So indeed, this album has a really deep meaning to it and also a really good intention from the artist. That's why this album is really, really loved by Indonesian people. And hopefully it will be loved by our viewer and listeners. And after this, I'm going to play you a filler called Fahombo Batu. What is Fahombo Batu? Indonesia. What does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Voice of India.
Selalu pandai berhayal.
말해 가봐 누가 봤던 사드 수리 담아갔다 빠따따 빠비바비차라 마신 마신야 뭔 하나 있어 우두한 아바얀 살라바람무 뭐냐봐 와자는 와라서리 우두한 아바얀 살라바람무 사악한 눈이 아니야 가부 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 아니야 너나 아바얀 살라바람무 아바이 나게 들려 안달람 하여 너나 아바얀 살라바람무 가부 가부냐 하피 고마스 사자문 난디
Animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water.